Hello.
Hey, Billy, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben, I'm doing good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Cool. Sorry for the phone tag. No big deal. You got my message, I assume?
I did not. I just seen that you'd called and called you back. My phone's been acting up.
Oh, no worries, so, brother. No worries. I just want to check in. I know you're getting your sob pretty soon, correct?
As far as I know, I haven't heard from anybody or talked to anybody or have no clue what's going on with it. I tried calling him a couple times and no response.
Oh, let me follow up with him. Give me a second. I can shoot him a text. I'll give him a text after our call.
Okay.
I just want to follow up with you. So you're for the Capitol, I know you were waiting. Your file's still approved, so I wanted to know if you one of those. Basically, keep on keeping on. If you're interested, that's available for you. See what your thoughts were.
I'll tell you what I'm waiting on. That Colleen, one of the people that helped set this up and get all this stuff going, about 2 days after we got approved for this fall, she ran my office. Colleen walked in and said that she wanted a divorce and she quits. So I have been going through the ringer trying to keep the paperwork in going and still run the field stuff. And
is Colleen your wife? Oh, Colleen's your wife?
Colleen was my wife, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. That sucks.
And she ran the office and everything, and so it was just kind of blindsided me, and I was like, oh, my God, and I got all this stuff going on in the saw. So I'm kind of scared to touch that money right now for fear of the divorce isn't final yet. So she, if she sees that money in the bank, then she's entitled to half of everything I have. She's not going after the business, I just don't want to change anything there.
Completely understand. Just so you know, though, I've played this issue before, and I don't give anyone any legal advice. And they say, well, the money's in the account. I say, yeah, you can get the money, and you can also get the debt associated with it, because it's not just free money from God. But just you know, yeah, that's a you want it, great. There you go. But whatever you want to do, that's fine. Completely there. Just you know how this is reported, though. I have had customers that have gone through divorces, and they say, hey, we need a current statement because they need to record and all that stuff. So I'm not here to push anyone, but just for your reference, how the loan does show up, it's a business loan. It can only be used for the business, by the way. It is not allowed to be used by any type of household purpose, and it is going into the business bank account. So I'm not an attorney, but just from our side, it's strictly a business loan. And strictly business debt. It's not a personal loan in the sense that it goes under personal credit, but that's just the information for you.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm thinking that, I would like to use that. I'm thinking that probably once we touch base with them and find out exactly when the stall is going to be here, probably a week or two before it gets here to help with the cost of setting it up. And then once the saw is set up, to help with the cost of buying some material and stuff like that for it.
Okay. Do you want me to get you a kind of a delivery schedule for this saw?
Yes, that would be great. I know they sent me over a piece of paper, but it's something she printed out. And when she left, she took all her papers with her, so I don't have that.
I'll get it reported to you. I'll get it sent to your email.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You got it, brother.
And then I'll do a little research on that. I'll be in the office Monday, and I'll touch base with you then and see how everything's going.
You got it.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Ruben.
You got it. Have a great weekend, brother.
You too.
Bye-bye.